The Holy Gospel for today is from Matthew chapter 5 and can be found in your pew Bible on page 786.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be the children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace from our Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. These last couple of weeks, we've been hearing sections from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And in these sections of text, we've been given various instructions on how to live in this world. And in that, we've also seen a glimpse into the character of God and what God is like. And so today's text is no different, because here we see a bit of who God is and what God wants us to be about. Here we see God's perfection, God's completion. And it comes in two parts. The first part is that God says retaliation, right? That is such a human instinct, isn't it? You hit me, I'm going to hit you back. And it's just part of that I always say cave people, and my anthropological husband laughs at me. It's part of that, you know, that ancient past that we share of how to defend ourselves and how to be safe back when the world was much more uncertain than it is now. And so God says, you know, don't play that game of retaliation. Don't play that. And we see that Jesus on the cross, and when he's on trial, when he's abused by the soldiers, he exemplifies this command not to retaliate. Because Jesus easily could retaliate. When people are spitting on you and making fun of you and kicking you around and making you dress up in a purple robe and put a crown of thorns on your head and pretending to bow down and saying, "Oh yeah, yeah, you're really somebody," when they know that you're not, how easy it would be for Jesus to retaliate, wouldn't it? How cutting he could be, how he could just say, "You have no idea who you're dealing with," and lightning and thunder could come down and prove, you know, that there was no, you know, no, that they really had no idea who they were dealing with. And on the cross, as Jesus is mocked and ridiculed and people say, "If you are the Savior, come down off the cross." What if he had, you know, come down off the cross and you know, and spoken with those who had been just, you know, had been teasing him? But does Jesus do any of that? No. No. He doesn't. Instead, he says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And the power of those words, the glimpse that we have of God's love and God's God's willingness to put up with our human junk and our human behavior is monumental there, I think. And then part B in Jesus' words today, Jesus says, love your enemies. And Jesus goes on to talk about what God does. That God, you know, God could, if God wanted to, send rain just on good people's farms. But does God rain on these couple acres and not on those and those couple acres and not over there? No. The rain comes and everybody receives the benefit of that. Now, sometimes in Northwest Ohio, it seems like God doesn't send sunshine to us in quite the numbers that, you know, Florida gets. But that's more meteorological than it is, you know, God being angry with us in Northwest Ohio. So we give thanks for today when it is going to be sunny all day long. Yay! It's a miracle. But, you know, God could, you know, send sunshine just on some people's property and not on the next door neighbors. But that isn't how God works. God sends sunshine to the whole planet at the appropriate time for it. And God could choose who God was going to love. And God could say, I love you, but not you. I love you, but not you. And respond accordingly to those people. But God doesn't. God doesn't. God loves all, regardless of what category that people fit into, or regardless of anything, really. God just loves, because that is who God is, and that is God's character. And so today Jesus says, this is who God is. And then Jesus gives us a challenge to be like God, to be like God. When it comes to retaliation, Jesus says, you know, don't play that game. Don't play that game. You don't need to get even with somebody to prove your own worth. You don't need to put somebody else down to show that you're somebody. You don't need to get attention by being mean and cruel or by hitting back. Jesus says, you already have God's attention. You already have God's love. So Jesus says, be complete in that. And knowing that you are loved by God, you can forgive and let things go. And then part B, the challenge to be like God, to be different from the rest of the world. Because everybody likes those who like them, right? That's easy to do. Everybody finds it easy to appreciate their own fan club members, right? Even Hitler loved people who loved him. There may not have been tons of them, but you know, there were some people who were big fans of Hitler in the day. And so Jesus says, everybody loves people who love them. That's just easy. But Jesus says, we need to strive to be like God. To love all, especially those who we might consider our enemies, especially those, because that shows the world that we hold ourselves to a different standard. If we can love the bully and encourage them not to be a bully, if we can love our coworker who is really kind of nasty, and yet if we can show kindness to them, that could bring about some change. To love the family member who really gets under our skin and knows exactly what buttons to push on us. Regardless of who you voted for, to love people in the opposite camp and to do that on Facebook publicly, oh, that's a challenge, isn't it, out there? That is a challenge. So today Jesus challenges us to be like God. To love everyone equally, to not to retaliate when we have been hurt. And we see examples of this in the Bible. This is not something, it's hard, yes. Is it impossible? We can do it in brief snatches at times. And we see examples of this in the Bible. How about the Good Samaritan? How is the Good Samaritan story an aspect of, what does that tell us about God's character, about loving each other? Ideas?
Certainly gave examples of how not to ask if you love people.
Okay, yeah, so there's some positive and some negative examples. The three people, the three church people who walk by and say, oh, I can't deal with this right now. That's an example of how not to work with someone. Yeah. And what about the Good Samaritan who stops and helps? How is that an example of God's love for the world? What does he do? What does the Good Samaritan do for the guy who's lying in the ditch?
Love that holds nothing back.
Yeah, love that holds nothing back.
Unconditional love.
Because the Jewish guy in the ditch and the Samaritan guy who stops and helps, they're enemies of each other just because of the categories that they bear, just because of who they were, where they were born. They are enemies. And yet, that unconditional love, that the Samaritan puts this guy on his own donkey, takes him to the hotel, binds his wounds, washes him up, and then gives the hotel person his credit card and says, charge whatever you need, whatever this guy needs to get better, pay for it. And when I get back, if I still owe you some, I'll settle the accounts then. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. That example. And then there's the example of a man named Saul who becomes Paul and is famous, you know, one of the leaders of the church in those early days, and we have various letters from him to study. How does his behavior show this challenge that God is giving to us? Yeah, he loves even though he's being beat up, when he is chased from town to town and arrested and spent time in jail for telling people about Jesus. Yeah. And it's...
He did an about face where he was persecuting Christians and then he became a Christian.
Yep. Because when he first meets the guy who we call Saul, I mean, at the first part of his life, he is zealous against the Christians. And you're right, he is beating up, he's persecuting. And it's so amazing, the switch that happens, that he becomes willing to be persecuted and to be the standard bearer for the Christian church and to say, this is who we are and this is what we believe. The 180 change is really quite remarkable. So as we think about how we're challenged to be like God, we see in Saul, Paul, that example. And we see that in Jesus as well. How is Jesus a challenge to us? How is his behavior, what about his behavior encourages us to be like God?
Because he didn't come as the Messiah that they were expecting.
Yeah, he doesn't come like the Messiah like they were expecting. He doesn't come as a warlord, as like to overthrow the Romans. But how does Jesus come? As a baby. Yep, a little defenseless little baby. And then as we see what Jesus does with his life and how he chooses to die, we see that extent of God's love for us. I read someplace this nice kind of turn of phrase that I liked, that Jesus loves this world and it will put him to death. And I thought, isn't that the truth? That Jesus loves this world and it will put him to death. And yet, he still loves this world. And we see this example of being like God, of loving our neighbors, of not retaliating. We see this again and again. Anytime there's some kind of epic struggle that happens, we hear stories and see stories and perhaps know people who have lived this kind of life. In World War II, people who helped hide the Jews or help Jewish people escape in Europe. In the women's suffrage movement, how people took a stand and helped women to be able to vote. In the civil rights movement, we see people who overcome their what society tells them they should be like in terms of dealing with people of the opposite race, and they rise above that. I came across this quote from Martin Luther King, which, of course, you know, he's got a lot of good stuff to say. And he says this in this speech: "So this morning, as I look into your eyes and into the eyes of all my brothers," he was not inclusive of sisters, "in Alabama and all over America and all over the world," Martin Luther King says, "I say to you, I love you. I would rather die than hate you. I love you. I would rather die than hate you." We need more of that kind of love in our world. And we need to be the people who are that, who say to our neighbors, who say to our enemies, "I, because of Jesus, I love you, and I would rather die than hate you." This is a challenge, to be like God. And at times it seems difficult to be that perfect, to be that open, to be that vulnerable, to be that loving. And yet Jesus calls us to be salt, to be light. And Jesus knows that this is a lifelong challenge. We're never quite going to get there. And yet there is something about being part of that struggle that is worth it, that we need to be salt, to be light, to persist, to keep going on this path that Jesus lays in front of us, knowing that we're never going to fully get there, but knowing that little bit by little bit by little bit by little bit, if we take the long span and look at history over the long haul, we have made big progress. And if we could see where the world is going to go in 300 years from now, I think we also would be amazed at where we are headed. And the good news is we get to be part of that change. We get to be part of that curve. We get to participate in God's work in the world. God's work of loving our enemies, God's work of being peacemakers. And so I invite you today, as you hear these words of Jesus, to persist, to not give up the struggle, but to keep on keeping on, and to strive every day to be more like the people that Jesus calls us to be. Amen.